سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, may Allah guide me to say the correct words at the correct time. And whatever advices will be shared, if something good was said from Allah Ta'ala, if I say anything wrong from Shaitan, ulama friends are most welcome to rectify my mistakes, inshaAllah al-Aziz. We are doing Surah Kahf for a few weeks, and we reach verse number 27. The Quran Sharif was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every Nabi of Allah that came to this world, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam till our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to get divine revelation, wahi, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the object is to speak about the greatness of Allah to the people, give the true message of Islam, that good actions will take them to Jannah, paradise, and sins and disobedience of Allah will take people towards Jahannam. Now the Quran Sharif also, Allah says, recite what has been revealed to you from the book of your Rabb, the Quran. There is none who can alter his words, and you will certainly not find another place of refuge besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the Quran Sharif, Allah revealed it, and Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of protecting it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna nahnu nazzalna az-zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Quran, the reminder to mankind, and Allah has taken the responsibility of protecting the Quran. We are plus minus 1,445 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose the group of the Huffaz of the Quran. Allah chose the group of Ulama-i Kiram to protect the Quran. And in different towns, different cities, different countries of the world, alhamdulillah, they have classes, they are Darul Ulooms. In the masjids, there are madrasa classes taking place, afternoon maktab madrasa. And all our Islamic education is linked to the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala make us among the people of the Quran. May Allah guide us to recite the Quran Sharif daily. And فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَدْ. Not claim to be pious. Allah knows who is most pious. And we must not be selective in practicing Islam. يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. Enter Islam wholeheartedly. As humans, we all have some mistakes in some aspect of our life. One is we have our ibadat, the salah, fasting, hajj, etc. Then we have our mu'amalat, our monetary dealings. Then our mu'asharat, our social life, etc. Interaction with parents, relatives, with general Muslims, etc. Each one needs explanation. But we all have that guilt that we are not practicing Islam 100%. We all have our shortcomings. And our respected ulama kiram on a Friday, Jumma time, some other programs in the masjid, they give us some simple advices. Think that I need to make tawbah and this advice, if it fits me with the cap, fits me, must wear it. And we don't feel shy to admit our mistakes, and we rather admit it now than the akhirat will be humiliated. Allah protect us. Allah guide us to rectify our mistakes. The very next verse is also a very important verse in Surah Kahf. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. صدق الله العظيم. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that there were some wealthy non-Muslims, Babanin of Uina bin Badr, Aqra bin Habis, and few other, so to say, famous people around Makkah, famous not because of Islam, because of money, or because of big businesses, etc. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, we from the upper class, we from the rich class, we can't sit with the poor people that are sitting around you. The Sahaba were very simple. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Zar radiyallahu anhu, the early Muslims of Mecca, etc. And they wanted a separate sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the rich only. Allah revealed this verse, ayat number 28 in Surah Kahf. Restrain yourself with those who are seeking the pleasure of Allah. Those sincere Muslims who brought Iman sincerely, they are regular with the daily five faras salah, and they are abstaining from haram. And besides the faras salah, they spend some time in the house of Allah, reciting zikrullah, reciting Quran, or learning and teaching the teachings of Quran and Hadith, etc. And they may not be very wealthy, and they may not be wearing very expensive clothing, or may not be using expensive perfumes and itar, etc. But imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told, you sit with the poor, stick with them, and you give your dawah to everybody, rich, poor, but they must be sitting in the same gathering. Not the rich people must be separate, poor people must be separate. This was not like. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to remain with the poor, we must also love the poor. At the same time, obviously we have sympathy for the poor. We have our 2.5% zakat charities that is given to poor Muslims. And also other charities we give to non-Muslims also, we must take care of them. One is we give food, clothing, shelter, provide drinking water, etc. for the poor, etc. That is very good. But also those ulama, they run classes for the revert Muslims, have madrasas and boarding houses for the revert Muslim. We must support them, because they're not only giving them the comfort as far as worldly things are concerned, they are also educating them about the commands of Allah, about the teachings of Rasulullah sallam, about what action will take them to Jannah, lessons of cleanliness. When we Muslims go for the call of nature, we go in privacy and we wash, and there must be no impurities on our body or clothing after the call of nature. And from a young age, the Muslim parents teach the Muslim children accordingly. Or those that were brought up in non-Muslim homes, they were not educated on these things. We arrange madrasas for them and educate them. inshallah, they'll be greatly rewarded. And alhamdulillah, this afternoon maktab madrasas plays a very, very important role in every small town, city or country. Allah accept those ulama and those half apas that are running these madrasas. We'll do a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المستبان ما قال فعلى البادي ما لم يعتد المظلوم رواه مسلم. This is a hadith about having heated arguments and fights, etc. May Allah protect us. Verbal abuse. I'll give the English meaning a little commentary. The punishment of one verbally abusing the other lies with the one who started until the oppressor does not exceed the permissible boundaries mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Now, we are living in this world. Sometime we had some misunderstanding with somebody, something went wrong. One of Abrar al-Haqsab of Raddi Rahmatullah, I was reading his kitab about anger and akhlaq. Bahadur wo hai jo kusur apne upar dale. One is a strong person that control his anger. And one step further in akhlaq is that this problem is because of me. The other person is right and I am wrong. And with that sincerity, humility, the day of akhirat, qiyamah is front of us. There's no need to be proud, arrogant, stubborn, etc. Be humble. Respect our seniors. But after the argument took place, a few weeks later, a few months later, y'all met somewhere, and they started that argument again. Whether it's a financial dispute, marital dispute, or whatever any other types of dispute you can think of. So in this hadith, ulama can rectify my mistakes if I misunderstand. But the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when two people get into a heated argument, the sin will be on the person that started that argument. Why must you trigger the person? Why must you unnecessarily start him? And one thing, everyone loves the parents and the ustads. Once Nabi Sassam gave advice that don't use abusive language towards your parents. So how can we use abusive language? See, if you use abusive language to another man's parents or father, mother, he'll say the same thing about your father and mother. So just read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, walk away from heated arguments. Read another hadith about respect of parents. An Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hi rida al-rabbi fi rida al-walidi. وَسَخَتُ الرَّبِّ فِي سَخَتِ الْوَالِدِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of Allah lies in the displeasure of the father. Keep our parents happy, the famous dua we recite, اللَّهُمَّ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, show your mercy on them like how they showed the mercy upon us when we were small. And in permissible things, we listen to them. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's father used to worship idols, and it was the day of festival for them, Ibrahim alayhi salam took the axe and went to the temple and broke all the idols, and he put the axe on the neck of the big idol. So when the people returned, they said, who did this? They said, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they came to him. He told, ask the big idol, the axe is on the big idol's neck. So they say the idol don't speak, don't see, don't hear. So he had to say, you yourself think that the idol cannot see, cannot speak, cannot hear. How are you worshipping them? You made it with your own hands. Whether it's made of gold, copper, of diamond, or sand, or anything, or wood also. So we don't worship idols, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they lit a huge fire, and they put Nabi Ibrahim in the fire, and Allah made the fire cool and calm, and Allah protected him. Today also the oppressive rulers telling the Muslims, to leave Islam and follow the non-Muslims in their deviated sects, in their deviated ways of worship. We're not allowed to go to any non-Muslim places of worship, even for a wedding or a funeral. Our iman is inna ad-deena inda Allahi al-Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. What Islam is the correct religion, Jannah, paradise is for the Muslims only. Another hadith about the parents I'll recite. عن أبي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله ما حق الوالدين على ولدهما قَالَهُمَا جَنَّتُكَ أَوْ نَارُكَ. A person asked Rasulullah ﷺ, what are the rights of the parents over their children? Nabi ﷺ said, the parents are your Jannat or Jahannam, mentioned Ibn Majah. Now, one is, we listen to them, they tell you, you know what, go buy a loaf of bread from the cafe, go buy it, get some groceries, whatever. But also when we're making important decisions in our life, it's nice to take the advice of our parents. Like we get in nikah, marriage, make mashra with our parents. The secret nikah is not encouraged in Islam. And mut'ah timrah is haram. The Shias practice on mut'ah, that is completely haram. But, and a girl especially, she have to take permission from her father. If the father is late, then the father's brothers, uncles, the mother's brothers, the senior people in the family or the grandfather have to take responsibility to see that the children get married to compatible homes. Compatible not only in money, also in deen. At least they must be reading the Faraz Salah. At least they must know, have some basic knowledge of halal and haram. Muslims not go to cinema, nightclubs, discos. We don't drink alcohol. We don't take drugs. We be faithful to one another. We don't commit zina, etc. So look for compatible practicing partners with the mashwara of our parents. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.